Lesson 3. Outcomes. Recognize ways that hazardous materials harm people. Identify states of matter as they relate to hazardous materials. How can hazmat hurt you? Hazardous materials/WMD can hurt you in a variety of ways. They may affect your health if they contact or get into your body, or they may cause harm by their behavior and/or physical properties if they burn or explode. To safely mitigate hazmat incidents, you must understand the variety of hazardous materials you may encounter, the potential health effects of the materials, and the physical hazards associated with them. Knowing some of these basic concepts will help prevent or reduce injury, loss of life, and environmental/property losses. The following sections will address acute and chronic effects. Routes of entry through which hazardous materials can contact and enter your body. Specific mechanisms of harm caused by various hazardous materials. Acute versus chronic. Many hazardous materials have potential health effects. Exposures to hazardous materials may be acute, single exposure or several repeated exposures to a substance within a short time period, or chronic, long-term, reoccurring. Health effects can also be acute or chronic. Acute health effects are short-term effects that appear within hours or days, such as vomiting or diarrhea. Chronic health effects are long-term effects that may take years to appear, such as cancer. Some harmful substances do not hurt the body right away. Delayed effects can occur hours or days later. For example, phosgene can cause serious health effects that may not become evident until many hours or days after exposure. In other cases, it may take years before a health issue arises. In some cases, it may take many years for a chemical, agent, or substance to cause a disease such as cancer. Because of this delay, sometimes called latency period, it can be difficult to establish a direct chain of cause and effect between an exposure to a particular substance and the resulting disease. Many substances, acetaldehyde, chloroform, progesterone, and polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, are listed by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as reasonably anticipated to be carcinogens or suspected carcinogens because the body of evidence concerning their chronic effects is still being gathered and evaluated. In 2000, for example, diesel exhaust particulate was added to the list. Our understanding of the health effects associated with chemical products and substances is often changing, and new products are continually being developed. First responders should keep in mind that the chronic health effects of substances may not be known for many years, and what is considered safe today may not be tomorrow. Routes of entry. The following are the main routes of entry, aka routes of exposure, through which hazardous materials can enter the body and cause harm, figure 24.3. Inhalation. Breathing hazardous materials in through your nose or mouth. Hazardous vapors, smoke, gases, liquid aerosols, fumes, and suspended dusts may be inhaled into your body. When a hazardous material presents an inhalation threat, respiratory protection is required. Inhalation is the most common exposure route. Ingestion, eating or swallowing hazardous materials through your mouth. Deliberate ingestion, intentionally putting something in your mouth like taking a pill. Accidental ingestion, poor hygiene after handling hazardous material can cause this. For example, chemical residue on your hands can be transferred to your food and then ingested while eating. Hand washing is important to prevent accidental ingestion of hazardous materials. Particles can become trapped in your mucous membranes and ingested after being cleared from your respiratory tract. Absorption, process of taking in materials through your skin or eyes. Some materials pass easily through your mucous membranes or areas where your skin is the thinnest, allowing the least resistance to penetration. Your eyes, nose, mouth, wrists, neck, ears, hands, groin, and underarms are the most common areas for absorption. Many poisons are easily absorbed into your body in this manner. Poisons can still enter your body easily if you unknowingly touch a contaminated finger to your eye. Injection. Process of taking in materials through a puncture of your skin. Protection from injection must be a consideration when dealing with any sort of contaminated, or potentially contaminated, objects easily capable of cutting or puncturing your skin. Such items include broken glass nails, sharp edges. Tools like utility knives. 3 mechanisms of harm. The hazards presented be hazardous materials sand hazardous materials incidents may vary from chemical hazards, such as toxicity, to physical hazards, such as flammability. Some hazards, such as electrical hazards, may be unrelated to the hazmat itself. Generally speaking, the 3 mechanisms of harm are, figure 24.5. Corrosivity. Toxicity. Energy release. Corrosives. Corrosives are chemicals that destroy or burn living tissues and have destructive effects by virtue of their corrosivity, ability to cause corrosion, particularly to metals. Corrosive materials can hurt you if they contact your skin or body, and they may also damage tools and equipment. With the exception of liquid and gas fuels, corrosives comprise the largest usage class, by volume, in industry. Toxicity. Chemicals or biological substances that cause sickness, illness, or injury by doing damage on the molecular scale when in contact with the body are considered toxic. The degree to which a substance causes harm within the body is called its toxicity. A chemical injury at the site of contact, typically the skin and mucous membranes of the eyes, nose, mouth, or respiratory tract, is termed a local toxic effect. Irritant gases such as chlorine and ammonia can, for example, produce a localized toxic effect in the respiratory tract. Toxins can cause damage to organs or other parts of the body. Many toxins have fast-acting, acute toxic effects while others may have chronic effects that are not manifested for many years. Energy release during hazmat incidents presents the greatest threat. Many hazardous materials will release energy due to their chemical or physical properties, and the way they are shipped and/or stored. At hazmat incidents, you should always be aware of the following. Heat hazards, also called thermal hazards, are common at hazmat incidents. Hazardous materials can cause temperature extremes such as with elevated temperature materials or exothermic reactions, sudden release of heat energy. Fires and explosions involving flammable liquids and explosive materials can cause burns. Environmental factors such as hot weather can cause heat illnesses. Conversely, a lack of heat can also cause harm. For example, cryogenic liquids and liquefied gases are so cold that if contacted, they can cause damage and injuries. Cold atmospheric temperatures can complicate many hazmat operations, for example, decontamination. Mechanical energy is possessed by objects due to their position or motion. At hazardous materials incidents, emergency responders can be injured by flying or falling objects, such as the failure of a pressurized container, an explosive detonation, a shifting container, or the reactivity of the hazardous material itself. Friction injuries may occur as a result of skin or other portions of the body rubbing against an abrasive surface, such as protective clothing, causing raw skin, abrasions, blisters, and burns. Pressure. Hazardous materials stored under pressure can release violently if their containers are damaged or mishandled. When released, these materials expand rapidly, spreading whatever chemical hazards they possess quickly over potentially large areas. Electricity. Electrical hazards and electricity may be present at hazmat incidents in sources, including utilities, energized containers, and electrical equipment, such as portable generators and power tools. Chemical. When hazardous materials undergo chemical reactions, they release chemical energy. For example, some materials react violently when exposed to water. However, not all chemical reactions result in flames or explosions. Some may release heat, some may use heat, and some may create new hazardous materials with hazards differing from the original materials. Radiation. Radiation is energy that is emitted as particles or waves. The potential for radiation exposure exists at incidents at medical centers, certain industrial operations, nuclear power plants, and research facilities. There is also the potential for exposure during terrorist attacks. States of matter, hazardous materials. An uncontrolled hazmat release from a container can create many problems. The material's physical and chemical properties affect how it behaves, determine the harm it can cause, and influence the effect it may have on all its contacts, including people, other living organisms, other chemicals, and the environment. A material's physical and chemical properties also influence how a container will behave if it is damaged or ruptured. First responders need to know how to collect hazard and response data that provide information about the substance's physical and chemical properties. The proper resources can greatly assist the responder in determining the present hazards, estimating the potential harm, and predicting how the incident may progress. Matter is found in three states, figure 24.6. Gas. Liquid. Solid. At a hazmat incident, try to identify the material's physical state as early as possible, because gaseous, liquid, and solid hazardous materials behave differently. This behavior influences the material's potential hazards. Once you understand how matter behaves in each state, you can better predict where the hazardous material is going, what exposures it may affect, and what those effects may be, figure 24.7. The material state of matter will indicate how mobile that material may become and can help determine if there will be far-reaching hazardous properties. Awareness of hazardous material mobility helps rescuers determine control zones and evacuation distances. The Emergency Response Guidebook, ERG, establishes separate initial isolation distances based solely on the involved product state of matter. Solids, 75 feet, 25 meters. Liquids, 240 feet, 50 meters. Gases, 330 feet, L00M. In general, solids are the least mobile and gases have the greatest mobility. Liquids may be mobile depending on the properties of the substance. A substance's state may change if the temperature changes. A solid may change to a liquid if the temperature increases. You should consider the temperature's effect on a substance if the incident is located outside, because air temperature and weather factors can strongly influence a substance's state of matter and subsequently its behavior, figure 24.8. Gaseous hazmat. Incidents involving gases are potentially the most dangerous for emergency responders. Many hazmat-related injuries are due to the inhalation of vapors or gases. Gaseous materials could have many variables and hazards, such as may have an odor, such as chlorine. May be colorless, odorless, and/or tasteless, such as carbon monoxide. May be separately, or any combination of, toxic, such as phosgene, corrosive, such as ammonia, or flammable, such as methane, natural gas. May have high pressure in excess of 15,000 psi, 103,000 kilopascals, such as liquid helium. May be extremely cold upon release and/or may have a large expansion ratio if liquefied. Gases have an undefined shape and volume and keep expanding if uncontained. As a result, it is difficult to detect where they are, where they are not, and where they may be going, figure 24.9. A gas leak in a building has many potential directions to spread. Depending on ventilation and other factors, the gas may spread throughout the building, to other buildings, through access shafts, into the soil, into the street, where it will drift wherever the wind may take it. Gases are difficult, if not impossible, to contain for mitigation purposes. Compressed gases and liquefied gases expand rapidly when released, potentially threatening large areas, figure 24.10. If a gas is invisible and/or has little or no odor, it may be impossible to detect without specialized detection equipment, such as a combustible gas detector or another instrument, figure 24.11. Note, research has shown that 1 and 2 ton quantities of chlorine and anhydrous ammonia released in an open area may initially spread in a 360 degrees radius before being dispersed downwind. Materials kept under pressures and/or temperatures higher or lower than ambient conditions may change state upon release. The ratio that a gas will expand, expansion ratio, from its liquid state is a significant factor in mitigating a hazmat incident involving materials under specific conditions, especially cryogenic liquids and liquefied gases. If a hazardous material is a gas, it will be present in the air and present a breathing/inhalation hazard. Some gases may also present a contact hazard, figure 24.12. In general, if an incident involves a gas, it has the potential to be much harder to mitigate and affect larger areas than incidents involving other states of matter. Incidents involving gas require complex and difficult actions to protect responders and the public. Liquid hazmat. Liquids are usually visible, even if their vapors are not, so it may be easier to detect their presence and determine the hazard area, Figure 24.13. Liquids typically do not travel as far as gases unless they spill into a path or channel, such as a storm drain, stream, river, or other waterway, that transports liquids quickly and efficiently, Figure 24.14. Responders may be able to predict the paths that spilled liquids will most likely follow. Liquids will flow or pool according to surface contours and topography, permitting opportunities for containment or confinement. Liquids present a splash or contact hazard, Figure 24.15. Liquids may pose unique challenges to responders because they may take on the additional characteristics of a gas by emitting vapors, Figure 24.16. The conversion of liquid to vapor increases both the hazardous material's mobility and the challenges responders face when dealing with the material. Vapors from liquids may travel much like gases, although typically not as far from their source, and they may be much more difficult to detect than the liquid itself. Be cautious and alert to vapors from liquids as they may be. Contact hazards. Inhalation hazards. Flammable. Corrosive. Toxic. Solid hazmat. Solids are the least mobile of the three states of matter. They typically will remain in place unless acted upon by exterior forces, such as wind, water, and gravity, Figure 24.17. The particle size of solids, such as dusts, fumes, or powders, may influence their behavior. Larger particles will probably settle out of the air fairly quickly. Smaller particles may remain suspended longer and travel further than larger particles. Micron is the unit of measure typically used to express particle size. Solids may have the following dangerous properties. Inhalation or contact hazards. Small, combustible particles that, if ignited, may explode. Entrapment hazard in the form of loose solids confined to large containers, Figure 24.18. Flammable, reactive, radioactive, corrosive, toxic. You can usually detect a solid visually, unless it has microscopic particles. This visibility makes detecting the presence of solids easier than detecting gases or vapors from liquids. Solids such as dry ice, elemental iodine, and naphthalene may sublimate/sublime, transition directly from a solid to a gas. Sublimating materials present the same hazards and concerns as liquids that emit vapors. With some exceptions, incidents involving solid materials are confined to limited areas, with less likelihood of undetected travel. Solid incidents may require less complicated mitigation and protective actions than gas and liquid incidents. This response depends on the chemical and physical properties of the material involved.